Pubs in Britain. There are 70,000 pubs in England and Wales, and several thousand more in Scotland. Every country has its drinking shop, but none has an institution quite like the British pub. The essence of a good pub, which modern buildings hardly ever achieve, is a feeling of intimacy. It must have nooks and crannies, corners and snugs, where conversations and assignations can take place without the whole world listening in. A beer must be pumped into the glass, still alive and fermenting. It is drunk at the temperature of the cold, dark cellar without benefit of refrigeration. It has no carbon dioxide gas added to make it fizz, and it is brewed only from barley, hops, and pure, clear water. It should be golden or straw-colored and crystal clear when held up to the light. Most pubs have at least two separate bars, like first and second class on the railways. The public bar, which is for ordinary people and women, is the basic drinking shop. The lounge bar, or saloon bar, which is for traveling salesmen and ladies, probably has a carpet on the floor and rather more plush decoration. There may be a difference of a few pence in the drink prices, although all pubs are required by law to put their price lists prominently on display. The word pub is merely a shortened form of public house, an indication that the earliest ale houses were simply private homes where the occupant brewed beer and sold it at the front door or across a table in the living room. To indicate that the house sold ale, the owner would hang out a sign, not saying ale, as the average Saxon peasant never graduated to literacy, but a pole topped with a bough of an evergreen. Pubs have been changing over the past few decades. More and more of them sell good, inexpensive food and are competing strongly with restaurants. Tea and coffee are often on offer, and children are being made more welcome. The law says that no one under 14 may enter a pub, and between 14 and 18 they must be accompanied by an adult and may not buy or consume liquor. In reality, some pubs, especially in country districts, welcome whole families. Some set aside special rooms for children, and where there are gardens, they are almost always welcome. The most radical change, however, came about in the 1988 licensing laws, which allowed pubs in England and Wales to open, not just at lunchtime and in the evening, but all day, from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Scottish laws already permitted all-day opening. About a third of the pubs take advantage of this, though Sunday hours remain 12 to 3 p.m. and 7 to 10:30 p.m., 12:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., and 6:30 to 11 p.m. in Scotland. 20 minutes drinking up time is officially allowed after the closing time, half an hour for those who have had a meal.